The weather for today and tomorrow, sunshine today, high 78, high tomorrow 74. Tonight, clear, low 52. Good chance of showers or thunder showers coming back in by Saturday night.
Good morning and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. And Christy Fuller of Fuller Life Counseling Partners is my co-host. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How's everything going in your world?
Going well.
Yes.
Going well.
Having a good week so far?
Yeah, it's been a busy week coming back from having a few days off, and then it's like, oh, this is what happens when you take a few days off.
That's right. That's what always happens. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to prepare as much as possible when you go on vacation, but there's always so many things that happen while you're away, and then it's like, it's piled up.
Yes.
And it takes forever to get through it all.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it could be like 2 weeks and you're like, I'm still catching up from where I was away on vacation.
Yeah. If everything just stopped when you were on vacation.
I know. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yes.
That would be so lovely. Just press pause on everything that's going on here until I get back.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
If only we could do that.
It would be very nice. It would be an actual vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, how many of us actually really do vacate?
Yeah, not very many. No. And I took time off last week and then ended up working 2 days, going into the office 2 days, and then answering emails, doing all that while doing home projects, which is what I took off to do.
Yes, yes.
So it definitely was not a vacation.
We may vacate the area that we are living in.
Yeah,
but I don't think we ever allow our minds to vacate from work.
No. Or unless you disconnect completely.
Completely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's almost impossible.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
To like just not. Well, I did a few years ago. We went on a cruise and I was, you know, too frugal to buy the internet package. And so I did not have any signal to check email or do anything. And so it was like that. Like a couple days after the first few days of just that discomfort of like, I don't know what would happen if I needed to get a hold of someone. Mm-hmm. And once that passed, I was like, hey, this is awesome.
It's nice. It's very freeing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like, so this is what it was like. I forgot what it was like to not have a cell phone attached to me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've forgotten what that feels like.
I know.
Because it's always we grab it. I'm the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm terrible. I try to sit it down at times and not pick it up and not, you know,
look at it or
like, yeah, but I'm terrible at night, even just sitting there watching TV with Kyle, you know, and he's like, you're on your phone. I'm like, gosh, I know. I need to just put it in another, what I need to do is put it in another room.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that. I'll put it in my bedroom on the charger and walk away from it. Mm-hmm. And that is a good break. But, you know, you don't do that for a long period of time and you probably don't get enough of a break from it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with that. All right. Let's say thank you to all of our sponsors this week. We have All About Me Boutique along with Buttercup Lane Gifts this week. Wellness Wednesday is presented by Fuller Life Counseling Partners. Also, thanks to Scooter's Coffee, Habitat for Humanity Restore, and Plantation Tires. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Feel free to call in this morning and chat with us if you would like. If you have any questions for Christy, if you have, you know, any questions about any of our sponsors, please call us. Yesterday, we gave away a make-your-own candle from Buttercup Lane Gifts.
Oh, nice.
And Natalie Hill was our winner for that. And then we gave away... we also gave away an All About Me Boutique gift card on Monday, and Ashley Vance was the winner on that. So congratulations to our winners so far this week. And I have a feeling we'll be giving away some stuff later this week as well. So be listening for those opportunities to come your way. 270-651-3000. So, Christy, let's talk a little bit about, I feel like we touch on this every year about this time, mm-hmm. you know, because seasonal depression is a real struggle for so many people. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had summer, we've had long days and wonderful days and out doing this and out doing that. And then all of a sudden mm-hmm. time changes.
Yeah.
And it's getting dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And it kind of messes with our psyche just mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. That lack of light for sure makes mm-hmm. a difference. And then, you know, just I think as the season changes and people are not out as much, then, you know, they're not getting as much social connection. And, you know, a lot of people will talk about, like, if I've worked all day and I get off and it's dark, I feel like my body feels like it should go home and go to bed,
yes.
not go out and do anything.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, exactly.
You know, it's different when it's still light outside and you think, oh, well, yeah, I can go and do that.
Got plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a different feeling, I think, because it's like our body wants to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that natural rhythm of it's dark, I should be in bed.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that takes us a little bit of time to getting, that takes us some time to get used to it. I know. It takes me at least a couple of weeks
oh, yeah.
to get into a pattern, to get into a rhythm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not used to getting off from work and it's dark outside.
Yeah.
Or we shouldn't be used to that anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And I've already, like, noticed, like, the difference in the last couple mm-hmm. of weeks, because when I'll be driving home from work, I'm like, oh, it's already starting yeah. to get, like, the sun is lower. You can just tell. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's coming.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And you know what? You think about it. A month from now, it will be 7:12.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it will. The time will have already changed
yes.
in 1 month from now.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I've
Goodness
been watching gracious. That date on the calendar for when the time changes, because, again, that's always a sad day for me.
Yeah. me too. I agree. I will say that it will be nice. It'll be getting lighter outside a little earlier.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. that's kind of nice, because I you know, specifically on the weekends, I like to get up and go for a walk.
Yeah.
In the morning, mm-hmm. because I have time on the weekends. I don't really yeah. have time during the week to do a workout and walk.
Yeah.
And do, you know, devotion, you know, all those things that I like to do before I go to work. And so I've been having to wait a little later
mm-hmm.
because I don't really want to walk when it's pitch black outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
even though most everyone is still asleep.
You hope, right?
You hope. But I don't mind when it's starting to become daylight, because I know it's just going to get lighter, mm-hmm. you know, as the time goes on. So
yeah.
I'll be able to go on my early morning walks again, because it'll be lighter.
Little daylight.
Outside.
Yeah, yes. That'll be nice.
So I am looking forward to that part.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think, again, there are some nice things about the fall. I mean, obviously the, you know, the cooler weather is nicer. Mm-hmm. It's not so hot. You can be outside and actually enjoy yourself. And
yes.
so there are some nice things about it.
Mm-hmm. And we've had some incredible weather the last couple of weeks.
We have. Yes. It's been definitely great weather for being outside and doing things, because mm-hmm. we did, like I said, several projects around the house last week. And it was like, this is perfect weather to have to go out and do these things.
I know. I feel like we're actually experiencing a fall
yes.
this year, which
yes.
is very nice.
Which is, yes. Where it's not like super hot and then freezing cold.
Yes. And that's why, you know, I've dreaded fall so much all these years, because we usually go from 80, 90 degrees mm-hmm. to like 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I want a fall. I actually enjoy it when we mm-hmm. have fall
one.
Weather. So it's yeah. it's very, very nice.
Yes.
All right. 270-651-3000. You know, if you have a certain thing that you do this time of year that kind of helps you transition with the time change, you know, we like to have conversations. So it doesn't have to necessarily be just Christy and I, but if you want to, you know, chime in on our conversation, say, hey, I do this, or I look forward to this. If you can find something that you look forward to.
Yes.
It kind of helps. And I feel like for most of us, we look forward to the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's something that we've talked about as well. There are, you know, some folks that it's a painful time for them, and I understand that. But I would say majority of us look forward to the holidays. That gives us something to look forward to. And then it's, you know, after Christmas, there's nothing. I can do pretty good through Christmas. Yeah. It's January that I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's some really dark days between January and March.
You are right about that. But we'll talk about, I'll give you an opportunity to kind of talk about some things that we can do to kind of help our minds just a little bit to maybe get into a routine of doing some things leading through, you know, leading up to the holidays and through the holidays. And then that way, if we're already doing those things, it kind of helps us transition from the holidays into the dead part of winter, which is always the toughest, it feels like, for a lot of people. So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Buttercup Lane Gifts, located on Reynolds Road here in Glasgow. Betsy was in with us yesterday. She has some adorable glass pumpkins in different colors. Glass pumpkins apparently are really in this year. So she has some of those. She has these plates or platters that have these beautiful pumpkins on them. The orange, white, and the teal color. So I think that teal is really pretty with the orange at Halloween time and fall, those fall colors. So she has those. I think she said she was going to have a sale. I believe she said this week or next week. I can't remember. We talked about so many things yesterday. I mean, we touched on so many things. So I believe she was going to, she's going to have a sale. Maybe that's, don't hold me to that. This weekend, possibly 30% off. Just check her Facebook page. That'd be the best thing to do, is check her Facebook page, because she will post that if she is having, when she is having that sale. She also has her her fall, other fall decor, her toppers, and she has some pillows, and I think she might have some throws as well. Her make your own candle bar, which is really nice. She has all of the fall scents right now. There are five different scents, and Christy, they look like little Dippin' Dots. They're like little round balls, and you scoop them up and you pour them in a jar that already has a wick in it. And you can do all five scents. You can do one or two scents. You can do one scent. You decorate it however, or fill it however you would like, and then it's ready to burn. It just, the those little beads just melt as the candle burns. So pretty cool. She has like these large tins just full of those individual scents.
Yeah.
And it's like a little bar area that you go and you just, you make it. So
that would be a cool gift to give someone.
Yes.
Too.
She said a lot of folks have come in and scooped those and give them as gifts. She did say yesterday we had someone to call in and ask about the Christmas scents. Those will be available on Saturday of this week, she said.
That's
so
soon.
I know. I know, which makes me super happy. I'm looking forward to the Christmas scents because those are some of my favorite. I think she said Silver Birch is one of them, and she'll probably have four more. She couldn't remember exactly which scents they are, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the Christmas scents the most.
I can't remember where I was last week. I was walking through a store somewhere and I said, it smells like Christmas in here. there was some scent. I don't, you know, like that, the kind of like that cinnamon smell. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, it smells like Christmas.
We know the retail stores, they are already on the Christmas stuff. You know, they're always holiday or two ahead.
Definitely. Yeah, because I was looking for something last week, too, and I was like, it's already Christmas in here. It was at Lowe's. That's where I was because I was looking for something for outdoor, and I had nothing left for outdoor. And I was like, yeah, they got all this Christmas stuff.
Yeah. I mean, tis the season. Yeah. La, 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 la. So here we go, which it will, my house will favor Christmas here very, very soon.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like before November?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm one of those people. I am one of those people, and I'm not ashamed. Yeah. And you know what? Do what makes you happy.
Well, sure.
And that's what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because on those darker days, I have my twinkle lights.
Yeah.
That just give me the cozy happy vibes.
Yeah, I do. I do like in the morning when, you know, at Christmas time when you can turn the tree on and leave the, you know, leave all your other lights off and just kind of sit there and enjoy the lights.
That's usually what we do all winter long.
Yeah.
If it's just Kyle and I at home, the tree is the only light on in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just love that feel. So I try to make it last as long as I possibly can. So my tree's going up here very soon.
Well, you know, it's a lot of work to do all that. So you might as well enjoy it. You know, you might as well keep it up for a while.
That's right.
It's not worth just for a few weeks.
No, exactly. Exactly. You know, that's what I say. That's what I say too. So she will, of course, be having her open house with the Hometown Christmas open houses that are going on with several other boutiques. That's coming up November 6th, 7th, and 8th. So keep that in mind. That's right here. We are knocking on that. So Buttercup Lane Gifts will be taking part in that, and we'll be talking more about it as we get a little bit closer. But she has so many cute things in store, so many gift ideas. Ronaldo Jewelry, that's really nice gift for really anything, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, you know, they have so many different types of bracelets and just different pieces of jewelry. The Happy Everything line is always very popular with the different attachments. Nora Fleming also is a line that she carries that has, she said there's a couple of new attachments with that as well. And her Uncle Ham's barbecue sauces, her pickles, and she has apple butter. Oh. And maple pumpkin butter as well.
That
sounds good. It sure does. So, yeah, all kinds of good stuff at Buttercup Lane Gifts. If you haven't been in there in a while, you really need to stop in because the store is full. And she said, we are unboxing things every day because new stuff is coming in every day. So shop Buttercup Lane Gifts on Reynolds Road. It's right behind Don Franklin. You see the white building with the mural on the side. That's where she is located, just a little bit up on the little bit of a hill, I guess you could say. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 till 2. That's Buttercup Lane Gifts. Follow her on Facebook and on Instagram. All right, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. If you're just now joining us, Christy with Fuller Life Counseling Partners is my co-host this morning. So, Christy, what are a few things that we can begin to do if we're not already to get us through those winter months, just to try to help our mind get through these darker days a little bit easier, make it a little bit better for us?
Yeah. Well, one of the things you mentioned earlier is, you know, planning things and, you know, scheduling things to look forward to. So, again, sometimes people want to sort of hibernate a little bit in the winter. And so, you know, kind of planning some events to go to or things that you can do, look forward to, gatherings, that kind of stuff is helpful because we do need that social connection. Even when we don't feel like we do, we need it. and so that helps us to feel better. And then, you know, another thing that you mentioned earlier is, you know, just physical movement. I mean, and so I tell people like all the time, like, you don't have to go to the gym or you don't have to go lift heavy weights or do any of that, but just moving your body in some way, whether you get up and you do stretches or you go for a walk or just any of those kinds of things can be really helpful. Just because that helps to get our body moving. It helps the brain. It helps, you know, sometimes I tell people just moving from one room to the other room in your house, you know, like when you, because I mean, really when people are suffering from depression, sometimes they don't leave the bed or they don't leave a certain spot. And so like even just physically getting up and going to a different spot can change your mood. Because sometimes it takes, you know, it's like you do the first thing and then you can do the next thing. And so sometimes it's just, I'm going to physically get up and be in a different spot today. And then once you do that and you feel a little better, you can go and do the next thing.
Right.
But if you don't ever do the first thing, you know, then that becomes really difficult. And then just having like a routine, particularly like in the morning, is important. So whatever that may look like for some people, that's meditation. For some people, you know, you mentioned like devotion. Some people, you know, like to exercise in the morning. But having just a regular routine in the morning is helpful. Getting up at this around the same time, going to bed around the same time, having a nighttime routine that's very predictable. Those things help us because even with the change in daylight, The time is still the same.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, having that routine so that your body starts to wind down and know that it's bedtime. And then obviously, you know, we really should avoid looking at our phones or looking at a screen before bed so that we give ourselves some time to wind down so we have good quality sleep. Because the good quality sleep is really important too for everything, our physical health and emotional health. So,
yes.
Yeah, so there's lots of little things you can do.
It doesn't cost a thing.
Doesn't cost anything, no.
Yes, yes, yeah. It can be very, very helpful in your mind. I will say that since I have been exercising in the morning, mm-hmm. and, you know, you may have seen some of my videos that I have posted on Facebook, because those videos are actually helping hold myself accountable, not so much I'm not trying to be showy or anything. I'm just like, you know, and I'm hoping that I'm encouraging others.
Right.
I've had a few people to tell me that they have been encouraged by a video. Because, hey, I'm just regular old Kelly over here that's just trying to get through life myself. and I am trying to be a grace-filled girl.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I try to give myself grace. I do my very best to give other people grace. I'm not so easy on giving myself grace.
Yeah, that one's a little harder
it
for
is.
Most of us.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, just having a routine of I'm getting up, I'm moving my body, stretching,
mm-hmm.
doing those things. And something else I've added, and I want to say this, don't try to do too many things at once.
Right.
If
yeah.
you don't have a normal morning routine, start with something
Start
small.
With one thing.
Yeah. Start with one thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't try to exercise, do devotion, right. you know, don't try to do all of those things at once because you're going to become overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing my devotion every morning for well over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of my morning.
Yeah.
I added in my exercise a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of my morning. And so here recently, after I get done with my workout, I'm grabbing my coffee. It's my first cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going outside for 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting, letting Presley mm-hmm. walk through the yard or
yeah.
sit next to mommy, whatever she decides she wants to do, you know,
yeah.
just being outside
yes.
for 5 or 10 minutes. Now, it's still dark outside,
mm-hmm.
but just breathing some fresh air.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that 5 or 10 minutes outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Going outside is really helpful. I mean, a lot of times, even during the day, like, you know, when I'm at the office, if I've had a really busy day, if I get just a few minutes, like even if I need to make a phone call or do something, I will just step outside and just like walk. I'll just kind of pace in the parking lot or whatever, just so I can get outside and feel the sun and breathe some fresh air. And it just helps. It's like a reset.
It yeah. does. I
yeah.
mean, you want to release those feel-good endorphins as often as you possibly can.
Yes.
As many times throughout the day as you can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, we spend too much time indoors. And so, you know, just again, those little moments of time where you can just get outside is really helpful. And even when it starts to get cooler, I mean, it does, you know, 5 minutes outside is not gonna, you know,
right.
you can dress for that.
Yes. Yeah. I saw something on Instagram. This may have been last winter. This lady kind of goes through her, and I don't remember who it was. I'm sorry. I don't remember because I see a lot of things on Instagram.
Yeah.
But she said part of her morning routine is going outside. Doesn't every single day,
mm-hmm.
does not matter the temperature, 5 or 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
she goes outside and sits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this morning I'm thinking, okay, when it's like 20 degrees outside, it might be a little harder. But 5 minutes,
yeah.
we can do anything for 5 minutes, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
just breathing that fresh air,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to really try
yeah.
to add that into my morning
mm-hmm.
routine.
Yeah. Well, and really the cold is actually really a good thing for you. I mean, mm-hmm. even like, you know, a lot of times I will talk to people about, you know, jump in the cold shower, you know, that's
yeah.
a good thing for you. I mean, a lot of people do cold plunges. I mean, like those things help to reset our
True.
Central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
They're good for us. And like, it helps you recognize that like you're alive and connected.
Yes.
And
yes.
so sometimes, again, we can get pretty disconnected from ourselves, like not really, like, you know, a lot of times I'll ask people like, where do you notice feeling things in your body? And they don't really even notice what their bodies, you know, mm-hmm. like they have to really sit with that and think about it. Mm-hmm. And then they will say, well, my shoulders feel tense, or sometimes I get tightness in my chest, or sometimes I notice my stomach hurts, you know. So again, like, but a lot of times we just block that out. We just keep doing and doing and doing, and we don't pay attention. And so, like, sometimes a way to reset that is to do things like go outside for 5 or 10 minutes in the cold, or jump in a cold shower, or, you know, do those things to kind of reset the central nervous system. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I noticed that.
Yes. Yes.
It's a good wake up for you to jump in the cold shower.
Yeah, it is very much so. And I experienced a cold shower when we went on our girls trip back 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were in a camper.
Oh.
And the first shower, of course, we had been at the beach all afternoon. It was warm outside, you know, but we didn't realize that there was a water heater that you could, like, turn the temperature. We didn't realize this until, like, Saturday before we left, and we got there Thursday morning, and we just didn't read the booklet well enough. But honestly, I don't think any of us complained with the cool shower, because I got in there, I was like, man, this
feels good.
This cold water feels good. You know, and I'm never one to take a cold shower. Yeah. Ask my husband. I mean, he's like, I don't see how you, because I like a hot shower.
Me too. My husband's like, it's going to burn your skin off.
Because I will step out of the shower, especially if I'm cold.
Yeah.
I'll step out of the shower and my body will be red.
Yes.
I'll look like I have a sunburn because it's that hot. I know that's not good for me. But man, it feels really good. I know it does. But that cold shower felt amazing. I was like, this isn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, cold showers are a nice little reset to our mind and body. It's a shock to our system a little bit, and it's not going to hurt anything. So
no.
Just encourage you to do those. Just a few ideas that Christy has brought to the table this morning that will hopefully help you get through, you know, the next few months a little bit easier, and because we all look for something that's going to make life a little bit easier, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. And one of those things might be coffee. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Look forward to my very first cup of coffee every morning. I look forward to my pot of coffee if I don't have to be anywhere on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Having that fresh pot, not a full pot, I can't drink a whole pot, but like about a half a pot of coffee, and it's made, and you can hear it brewing and smell it brewing. Sometimes I have it the time set to brew before I get up. I haven't done that in a while because I've been walking first.
Yeah.
So, but hearing it brew and smelling it as it's brewing, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
That's a very little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I look forward to that.
Yes.
Don't make your own coffee, or sometimes it tastes better when you get it someplace else. Like Scooters, for instance, I can never make their Scooter Doodle coffee taste as good as it does from them.
From them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I brew it at home, it does not taste anything like what it does when I get it from Scooters.
Yeah. It's kind of like a sandwich. It tastes better when somebody else makes it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It does. But yeah, Scooter's coffee is so delicious, and they have every flavor that you can possibly imagine. If you're a cold brew person, if you like it hot, whatever it is that you prefer, they have it for you. And of course, they have several featured items. I know we've talked about that this week. And do you drink Scooter's coffee very often? Have you ever had that?
I haven't ever had it.
It's really good. They have more than just coffee, and a lot of folks don't know this.
Oh.
But they have food. They have breakfast items. They have muffins. They have little burger sliders. I'll tell you about here in just a second. But some of their featured items, of course, pumpkin-flavored ice pumpkin caramelicious.
Everything.
Yes. Yes. The pumpkin chai. You know, pumpkin cheesecake bites. They have those, which are yummy. Oh. Southwest steak omelet egg bites that are so delicious. The caramelicious muffin. They even have mini chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yes. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. They have lots of different items for both breakfast and lunch. The bacon cheddar sliders.
Oh.
And
oh, wow.
They're on a pretzel bun.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Mm-hmm. and it's high quality all beef burger with cheddar cheese, bacon crumble, white cheddar cheese sauce, and all of that is served on a pretzel bun.
Huh. I didn't realize
that. So good. They have Oreo cake bites if you want a little treat for yourself. They also have the tomato feta and bacon gouda omelet bites. Everything bagel sandwich, maple waffle sandwich.
Oh, wow.
I mean.
Yeah, they got a lot of different stuff.
They do. Cinnamon roll. Oh, their cinnamon rolls. Girl.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting hungry. I'm sorry. I'm getting so hungry right now. And the great thing is they serve their entire menu all day long.
Oh, okay.
So if you want breakfast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, if you want breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, you can get that.
Breakfast for lunch. They have a kids menu. They have a Dollar Delight menu. They have their blenders, cold espresso, Red Bull, sparkling sodas, floats, smoothies.
Oh, I didn't know they had smoothies.
Yes, they have a little bit of everything there at Scooters. And tomorrow, John and Michaela will be back in studio with us, and we'll be talking with them. I'm sure they have some new things that are either about to launch or have launched. So we'll be checking with them and finding out a little bit more about that. But if you need a coffee fix or a smoothie or a blender fix, go by and see my friends at Scooters Coffee. That is located in the Southgate Plaza Shopping Center here in Glasgow. And they would love to see you and get your coffee order through the drive-thru. You'll scoot on around. That's what they say. Scoot around and see me. Yes. So the very first time I went to Scooters, I didn't know they said that. And she said, scoot around and see me. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. So now I expect it. I'm waiting for them to say scoot around and see me. So yeah, it's super cute. But they love to see you there at Scooters Coffee. All right, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. I know you guys are offering something new for your patients there or your clients there at the Bowling Green office.
Yep. Yeah. So we are offering a Spravato treatment, and I have there's some information on our website, too, if someone wanted to go on and read about it. And so it's a treatment that is targeted toward people who have had chronic depression, but have tried other antidepressants and haven't had any success with those. And so this is a different type of treatment. A lot of antidepressant medications can have some negative side effects that people don't like to take the medications because of that, or maybe they just don't feel like the benefit outweighs the negative side effects. So the nice thing about this treatment is it's a nasal spray that they come in to the office, they administer it themselves, we monitor them, and for a couple of hours after the treatment, but then that's the only treatment. So then you're not taking ongoing medication. Any side effects that you might have from the medication while you're there are over without. We really have had very few people that have reported many side effects. The main side effect that people have reported is maybe a little bit of nausea, like right after the treatment. But again, all of that dissipates within the 2 hours once the medication sort of wears off. But there's a lot of good research out there about the medication and the effectiveness of it, and it seems to really be benefiting a lot of people. And the nice thing is that you don't have to worry about taking another ongoing medication every day. So you come in for the treatment. Initially, it's a commitment because you have to get started that first month that you have to come in twice a week. But then after that, you start to taper down. And then eventually when you're on maintenance, you're only coming in once a month for that treatment.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be very beneficial to those who suffer from depression and can't seem to find something that will help them.
Yeah. And that's the people that we have, the patients that we've had so far, you know, have been struggling for years to find something to help them. And so, you know, I say like it is a big commitment, but for people who've struggled with chronic depression and who have been literally like unable to function, like unable to leave their house, unable to maintain a job, you know, those kinds of things because of their depression, it can really be life changing. So it's worth that commitment to come in a couple of times a week, you know, just to start to feel better.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So would they call for an appointment for that?
Yeah, so they can call for an appointment. They do not have to be an existing client of ours. They would have to have, obviously we have to get approval from their insurance and things. So they would have to have documentation of having tried other antidepressants, but it doesn't have to be through us. If they have a provider they've seen, we can take a referral from that person as well.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right, our phone number is 270-651-3000. Again, if you would like to join in on our conversation, if you have questions or you're just curious about something, please feel free to call in and chat with us this morning. 270-651-3000. Habitat for Humanity Restore is located on West Main Street here in Glasgow, and I was in there on Saturday, dropped off a donation and walked through the store and noticed that they had so many really nice donations that had been made. And tables and chairs, Tambra was showing me. She said, come and check out this table and chair. I mean, it was really nice.
Oh, wow.
There were two or three other tables and chairs that had been donated too. And their paint, I don't know if you've ever used their paint, but it's great. It's latex paint and it's only like $17-$18 a gallon, something that. It goes on really well. And it is, I mean, I love it. My dad painted my sunroom back a couple of years ago, and it was the slate color, which is the black.
Oh, nice.
And I love my sunroom. I love that color. It just looks so good in there.
Yeah.
And they have a variety of colors. I mean, just about every color that you can think of. It's really good paint. They go through that paint pretty quickly. And
yeah.
They usually have all the paint items that you might need, brushes, pans, you know, all of those things, kind of a one-stop shop.
Oh, nice.
For your painting items. And they get so many donations throughout the week that the inventory changes daily. What you see in there today is going to be different tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, because they're, you know, as soon as they get those donations in, they are pricing those items and putting them out on the floor, you know, as long as they have room.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get pretty full with donations, but they're trying to get those out on the floor as quickly as possible. Last week, Tambra and Melissa didn't even have time to come in and record their commercial because they were so busy.
Oh, wow.
All week long. Just people coming in and buying things and people donating. And if you have a large donation and you can't get it to the Restore, call them, set up a time, they will come and pick that up for you.
Oh, that's nice.
And they even do some deliveries as well. If you need something delivered, there is a fee, but they will deliver to you. So I say all of this because we really appreciate, and I say we because I'm on the Habitat for Humanity board, but we really appreciate our community making those donations and shopping the Restore, because this provides funds for us to help families get into a home of their own. And it's not just building homes, it's building dreams for these families. And there are requirements, of course, for these families to own a Habitat home. But if you're interested in finding out more, go by the Restore, talk with someone there. They'll get you some information. They can help get the ball rolling on that. And you can also call if you want. Call or go by 270-629-5775, 629-5775. And when you make your donation, please make that during normal business hours, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Please don't drop something off at night and it sits there overnight. People steal. The elements get to it, you know, and make sure that what you are donating is still usable and works. Okay.
Yeah.
To your knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it just costs money for them to have to take it to the landfill for them to dump it. So please keep that in mind as well. Plus you want to get your receipt, because they are a 501(c) and you can count that off on your taxes. So got my receipt on Saturday. So just keep that in mind. Located on West Main Street. That's 506 West Main Street in Glasgow. All right. I believe we have a phone call, Christy.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I was just calling to get the phone number for the antidepressant medication Joe was just talking about.
Yeah. So you would want to call 270-904-0976.
0976.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
You. Have a great day. Yes, it's that easy. We're not going to ask your name. If you have a question for it, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. So, yeah, we know how sensitive these topics can be at times. Yes. And we're not going to ask for your name or your phone number. If you have a question, feel free to call in, and we're not going to say, hey, what's your name? You know, we you want that to be private. So we totally understand that, but we want it to be comfortable for you.
Right.
And it's hard for some people to it's hard for some people to call and make an appointment.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, I encourage people all the time, go to our website and look at our information on there. If you're curious about something, there's a button at the top that says contact us. You put your information in. Someone will contact you back and talk to you, answer your questions about whatever you might have. And sometimes that's just a little less intimidating than, you know, making what feels like kind of a cold call and you don't know who's on the other end of the phone and that sort of thing. So, you know, sometimes it's helpful to just read some of the information on the website. We really do try to make it informative, try to keep it up to date with like all of our providers, so you can see a little bit about them, see what their face looks like before you meet them.
Right.
And so, you know, trying to kind of remove those barriers that sometimes get in the way of people wanting to come in.
That's right. That's right. So some great points. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. All right. So we've been talking a little bit, or more so, about individual self-care, that sort of thing. But you guys are also in the business of helping couples and families, offering marriage counseling and family counseling. You know, maybe there's someone listening right now that's thinking, okay, we need a little bit of help. And you guys have so many compassionate therapists that are here to help families through a troubled time, grieving as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lots of different problem areas that we can work with. We do have quite a few counselors who do couples counseling and family counseling. And there's a pretty high demand for that, I think. You know, it's a stressful world that we live in. And so couples and families in particular feel that stress. And so, you know, oftentimes, particularly with couples counseling, it really just kind of comes back to some basic communication things and understanding how to speak to one another, how to truly listen to one another. Because, again, we live in such a distracted world where we're disconnected a lot of times and we're missing each other, you know. And so, but, you know, those things are really important. Because obviously those should be like our most important relationships, right? And so those are the people we should be connected to and talking to. And so one of the things that, you know, counseling can help with is just learning how to do that. And I know that sounds oversimplified, but we really are not very good at listening sometimes or communicating how we feel at times. We just assume that people should know because, you know, well, you're my husband, you should know how I feel. And it's like, no, that's not how that works.
Well, we change on a daily basis.
Right.
I mean, so to credit the guys, you know, we change our minds every 5 minutes.
Right.
I know I do at times. Yeah. Kyle's like, we're good? Yeah, we're good. Well, 5 minutes later, I might be upset about something. He's like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't either.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, true. There's that. Well, and then phases of life, too. I think, you know, and particularly couples and families, you know, they go through these different phases of life. You know, you have couples who are in the middle of raising small children and the busyness of all that. And then you have people who are empty nesters and that sort of stuff. And then you have people, you know, later in life, even, you know, we have even older couples who come in because, you know, maybe you're having to care for the other person, you know, because of physical health issues or whatever, which is also stressful in a relationship. So there's tons of things that create stress and strain in relationships and families. And sometimes, again, just having a neutral person who can see it from a different perspective because they're outside of that. They're not connected to it emotionally. And so they can say, well, you know, here's some things I see that could help. And again, oftentimes it's just basic things about communication and listening skills that people can learn.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And there are several locations throughout Southern Kentucky. You can find a Fuller Life Counseling office pretty close to where you are within a pretty good listening distance of Fuller Life Counseling. So we'll tell you those locations here in just a little bit, and we'll give you a phone number and a website to go to. So if you need to grab a pen and paper to jot this down here in a little bit, we will give that here in about 10 minutes or so. We have roughly 10 minutes left of the Shop Locals show. So if you are interested in finding out more, making an appointment, or just wanting to do some research, you can also go to their Facebook page, Fuller Life Counseling Partners. There's a plethora of information there as well. But grab your pen and paper, and we will give you that information here in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
We'll talk Plantation Tire Shop, which is located in Tompkinsville, and they're going to get you ready for winter. And if you have tires that need to be replaced, if you need oil changes, if you need an alignment check, they actually do alignment checks for free.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And they have a special right now on their select tires. You can buy three tires and get one free.
Mm-hmm.
So a very good deal on that. And that is on their Kenda, Fortune, and Road One tires. Buy three, get one free. And they are offering this through the end of this month. So till October 31st, you want to make sure that your tires are in great condition whenever it comes to winter with, you know, rain and snow and ice. You want to make sure that you have good tread on those tires, especially if you travel a lot.
Yes.
You need to check that and or have them check that. Go and see them, and they will check that for you and make sure that you have what you need to prevent any type of hydroplaning or sliding everywhere. We want that good tread, that's for sure. And they do carry all the top brands, so if you're wanting a specific brand, check with them. They carry just about everything, and they offer 10% off for military and first responders. So
nice.
Just let them know, maybe show your ID, and they will save you even more money with 10% off. So Plantation Tires is located at 82 Barbara Road. That is in Tompkinsville. That's 82 Barbara Road. And they are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, Saturday, 8 till noon. And their phone number is 270-457-3953. That's 457-3953. And then Plantation Used Auto Parts is right next to Plantation Tires. So if you had a little bit of a fender bender, or your transmission or your engine has blown and you need to replace those, go see them at Plantation Used Auto Parts. They have so many vehicles there that have parts that you won't have to pay full price. You won't have to pay for brand new hoods, doors, fenders, starting at $100 on select vehicles.
Wow.
They have rear axle assembly. Those engines, the transmissions that I just mentioned, all of that as well. They do offer a discount on their parts, too. If you're active duty, military, veterans, law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, corrections, dispatch, nurses.
Oh, nice.
So you must show your ID, but you will get 10% off there at Plantation Used Auto Parts, which is right next to Plantation Tire Shop. All right. Our number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And Christy is in this morning with Fuller Life Counseling Partners. We've been talking about a lot of different things, and substance abuse is another subject that is very sensitive for those who are either going through that, or a family member that's watching someone go through that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Both of those are difficult. So we have a lot of opportunities for families or for individuals who may be experiencing substance use, whether that be individual counseling. We also offer an intensive outpatient program, which is about 9 hours a week of group counseling. That's also available telehealth. So again, sometimes that commitment of 9 hours feels like a lot. And so, you don't have to drive in for that. You can do that from the convenience of your home. And I will say, I actually, I sit in on groups a couple of times a week, and they are really beneficial. And sometimes people are kind of like, I don't know, because it's telehealth and I'm not sure how I'd feel about it. But the groups are not very large. People do get to know each other. They really do connect in those groups. And I think sometimes being in the comfort of your home, allows people to share a little bit more openly than they would in an office setting. And so there's some really good work that's done in those groups, and some tools that are given to people that can really be helpful. And then if you're a family member of someone who's struggling with substance use, it's always helpful to come to counseling and talk about how do you help without enabling, which is always really important. And like, how do you set boundaries and take care of yourself? Because, again, that can take a lot out of someone when you see somebody that you care about that's suffering with addiction.
Yes. Some very, very true points there. So keep that in mind, too. And again, we're going to give you the phone number and email address and the locations here in just a few moments, right after I talk about All About Me Boutique, which is also located on West Main, just down from the Restore. And they're in that little shopping center across from the Animal Clinic. Mm-hmm. And they have got some of the cutest outfits, tops, pants, jeans, dresses. They have stuff for little girls, too, some Mommy and Me outfits. They have graphic tees from Calligraphy Creations, swig cups, home decor. They have comfort or bereavement items as well. Tons of jewelry. I think Gina can get carried away with some of the jewelry. Yeah, I mean, she has, you know, some very bold and beautiful pieces and some very dainty and small, because everybody's different.
Yes. Yeah.
And shoes and boots and booties, you know, going to get you ready for fall and winter. They did a video. Was this yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. They put this outfit together and it is so cute. Bright red pants with a crisp white blouse, a black vest, and then they put a statement necklace with it. Absolutely gorgeous.
Awesome.
Yeah, they can help you pair, you know, put things together if you don't have that vision.
Yeah.
And some people don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can help you with that when you go in. And oh, they even threw a hat with that. I'm a red hat, a red bag, and then a red statement piece necklace. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, super, super cute. Would be fun for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That red and white and black. So, yeah, you can go by there and tell them you want to see that outfit that they posted on in their video on Facebook. And, I mean, if you're looking for something specific, go in there, let them know. That's another store that they said we have boxes coming in every day between FedEx and UPS.
Yeah.
The guy will come in and say, where do you want me to put this? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, because I mean, they've got something coming in all the time.
Yeah.
So there's always something new.
It'd be hard not to order something, I guess, if you had a boutique.
It is kind of hard. It is. But they have so many cool pieces and bright colors and beautiful fall. And they are also part of the Hometown Christmas Open House. That's November 6th, 7th and 8th. And they have the full list of all of those businesses that are a part of that on their Facebook page, All About Me. You can also shop allaboutmeboutiquey.com and stop in, see Gina and Ann, or as we like to call them, our own Thelma and Louise of Glasgow.
Because,
yep. They call each other Thelma and Louise. So they have fun wherever they go and whatever they do. That is for sure. And if you've never experienced that, just go by and see those ladies on West Main Street in Glasgow. All right, Christy, let's finish up. Grab your pen and paper and jot this phone number down, this website down, and their locations.
Sure. So our locations are, we have two locations in Bowling Green, a location in Glasgow, and then we have an office in Clarkson. Our main phone number is 270-904-5104. And our website is fullerlifecounseling.org. And again, people can go there, look at different services, and then also use the contact us, and we will contact them. We also have a new service that we've been using for about a month. And so if you call us and you don't get an answer, we automatically send you a text back, and you're able to text back and forth with us if you want to. And that's just if you call and hang up, or you call and leave a voicemail or whatever, it's going to bounce back a text message that says, hey, how can we help you? Because we just don't want to miss their call. Okay. And so you're able to even communicate back and forth about an appointment and things through text now. And you would be talking to one of our front office staff. So that's a really nice service, again, for people who maybe aren't as comfortable talking on the phone.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I don't want to, before we jump off of here, I do want to say congratulations to Fuller Life Counseling Partners winning Best of Barron Mental Health Services. So congratulations.
Yeah, I know. We were very, very, very happy about that.
Yes. Well, definitely so. Deserved. So
we have some really great staff here in Glasgow.
Yes, so, you definitely do. Definitely do. And of course, they're located here in Glasgow next to DQ Grill and Chill. Mm-hmm. So very easy to find there in that newly renovated office space.
Yeah.
And so
always smells good in our parking lot.
Does. It does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But congratulations to you and
your
team. Definitely deserve that award.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Always happy to be here.
Yes, always enjoy it. Thanks to All About Me Boutique, Buttercup Lane Gifts, Scooter's Coffee, Habitat for Humanity Restore, Plantation Tires, and Fuller Life Counseling Partners is our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Here we go. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow. We're bringing country's hottest hits to your town in WHHT Country.